Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Let me start by saying thank you. Thank you so much for the love. Thank you for... It's one thing to be called, but it's another thing to be received. Thank you so much for everything that you do. The Lord bless you. I really appreciate you. Praise the Lord. My session will be a prayer meeting. We are going to pray. Do you love to pray? Yes. Hallelujah. I'm just going to prepare the way for our Father and the Lord to come. Just bless our hearts tonight. But I began to teach in the afternoon about the principles that make for peace. Please try to get the teaching. And I spoke about the law of jurisdiction. Remember how that when you stay within your assigned jurisdiction, you will find peace. The second law is found in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. One of the secrets to peace is justice. One of the secrets that make for peace is justice. That means that when a system of justice is created, it brings an appeasal. In fact, the Bible puts it, it says, he shall see the travail of his soul and he shall be satisfied. So one of the ways that God administers peace is to bring justice over issues of concern. That's why the Bible says righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Sociologically speaking, people keep advocating every time they sense that justice has been tampered with. And usually what the government or leaders do is to look into the issues of concern and give the people hope that they would administer justice. And you notice at the instance of justice, peace returns. So every time there is a reign of injustice of any sort, it will disturb the peace. Are we together? The Bible says, he spake a parable to this end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Verse 2. There was in a city a judge. So this is a legal situation. The Bible says he feared not God, neither regarded man. And then the Bible says there was also a widow in that city, and she came to him seeking justice. Notice the basis of her dissatisfaction. Her peace was taken away because for some reason there were adversaries. Are we together now? That disturbed her peace, and she went to the judge, and this was her plea. Give me peace by introducing justice to my life. Avenge me, mine adversary. Verse 4. The Bible says, and he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man. 5. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So this was a woman who was helpless in herself, but she understood that there was a dimension of justice that must be administered to find peace. You don't just find peace arbitrarily. There are things that must be corrected for your heart to be settled. Are we together? The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, we are going to pray. This is a prayer session. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 6. The word careful there is the word anxious. Many versions use it. Be anxious for nothing. Anxiety. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, do not assume God knows the problem. It says, make your request known. Make your request known. What's the result? 7. And the God of peace, or the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart. When you approach him in the place of prayer, whilst you are praying, in the place of prayer, you compel his hand to begin to administer justice over the affairs of your life. And on the strength of that settlement, it's called the law of divine settlement. You will never be able to find peace when there is an array of incorrect situations in your life. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Bible says when you catch a criminal, you compel him to pay tenfold. And until that restoration happens, you will not find peace. One of the secrets of peace is justice. Hallelujah. When an armed robber comes to rob a family or a house, no matter how loving and how well-meaning that person or that the owner of that house is, the satisfaction of that man will be when the judge gives a decree that this man is a criminal, he's an armed robber, he's sentenced to 5, 6, or 7 years. Is that true? There are systems of compensation, for instance, that they give people who have all kinds of catastrophe and so on and so forth. It may not be able to solve the problem entirely, but it's a system of appeasal. I'm provoking you because there are many things that may not be right in our lives, and we need the peace of God, and we also need the God of peace to arise and administer justice. Like that helpless woman, by her importunity, her continual disturbance, avenge me, my adversary. Avenge me, my adversary. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16, and then we begin to pray. 2 Thessalonians 3, 16. Read with me if you're a Christian. 1, 2, read. Now the Lord of peace himself, give you peace. How long? And by all means, that's a serious statement. You know what by all means? If God will have to resurrect the dead to give me peace, if God will have to shift systems and structures to give me peace, if God will have to reverse the hand of time, the key phrase is by all means, that God has an array of methods to make sure justice is restored over your life. Is someone ready to pray? Lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit, passionately and truthfully. This is a prayer session. Those in the overflows, participate in the prayer. And the Lord of peace, the Lord of peace, the Lord of peace himself shall give you peace always and by all means. Make sure you are not silent. One of the secrets of peace is justice. You may not have the strength and the wherewithal from the earth realm to insist on justice, but there is a righteous judge. The king of the ages is also a judge, and he is able to give men peace, and the system of administering that peace is to give you justice. Lift your voice and pray. Shabaka parakata balada bakatos entelekete brekete katabarada bash shkabaranta kaparatos sodobakat eprekete katabarakata broskete shenekete balada ba emprakatu katabrata kata shanakata skedebelekete branda katabaratos. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known, and the peace of God that surpasseth all understanding shall garrison, keep your heart and your mind. Household of David, are you praying? Shkanabekata brandakatos katebretis shekete brandas kopatos shakaris ekrete kete katakata brakatata bakata skenebelekatos. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Justice. Justice. You are going to pray that everything that has been stolen from your life, the Bible says, she shall rest by any means, and the Lord of peace himself. You are going to pray. Are you serious about this prayer? You are going to cry because that restoration is a system of justice.
When time passes and there are no achievements invested in that time, the unit of destiny is time. Whatever eats your time has taken a portion of your destiny. Many of you, by demonic manipulations, time has passed so that where you would have been is not where you are now. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, say, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare a restoration of time, a restoration of opportunities, restoration of relationships. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lord, we provoke restoration as a system of justice to give me peace. Shepa katali kaparados, embreketele kaparados yata, and I will restore the years, and I will restore the years, and I will restore the years. Shanda lakata brata kaskaparados, shanda lakata brata getos, ekrakata barakotos sodobalakata. Restore time. Restore opportunities in time. Restore relationships in time. Skaparato shelegentos kanikata. Skalabaroto sodobakoto brendegede belanabash. Someone is praying. I came from a family that did not give me the opportunity to rise. But oh God, restore, restore. Restore time, restore time, restore time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen carefully. Look up, please. One of the ways that God administers justice over time is to give speed. It is not only restoration. Restoration is going backward to bring the opportunities lost. Speed is accelerating you to enter realms at a level that will balance up what you have missed. Please believe the prayer. You are going to pray. And the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran and overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. I'd like you to decree and declare, Father, accelerate my life, my destiny. Take 10 years and put it in one. Give me peace. Administer justice by bringing speed to my life. Someone is crying to my God and your God. Someone is crying to my Maker and your Maker. Speed, speed, speed to my destiny. Speed to my destiny as a system of justice. Speed to my destiny as a system of justice. Skatam pratekata pekatokoto. Skalamenekata prakatos kotobakata. Shagadegadegadebosh. Emprakatakatakatakata. Speed to my destiny. The ability to gain time. The ability to gain time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen again. That there is a dimension of peace that only comes when justice is administered. Justice is one of the secrets for peace. Without the administration of justice, it is difficult to find peace. So God scattered systems all through the Bible to help administer his justice. One of it is restoration. It's a system of justice. When time cheats you, God can restore. One of it is speed. He takes years and puts it in a moment. The next system that administers justice is called favor. We are going to pray. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. After 430 years of wasting their lives and their destinies. It would be unfair. Listen, there are times that what you need is not just an exodus. You need an exodus with favor. An exodus without favor is not a worthy compensation. 430 years of a generation's destiny. Are we together? I will give Joshua Selman favor in the sight of anyone, even if the Egyptian, and it shall come to pass. The proof that I've been favored is that as I go, so if I'm moving forward and yet empty, I'm not favored. Favor is different from acceleration. You can go forward. The proof of favor is not advancement. It's that whilst you go, your hands are not empty. Someone say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, may your favor rest upon my life, my family, my destiny, as a system of justice, so that I can find peace. Lift your voice and pray. Hey, katabarato shanatea. Don't be tired. Pray. Pray. Favor. Are you still praying? Shabrende geberekatos kotopradigedebalakata. Favor. In addition to restoration, in addition to speed, favor. Believe me, one day His Majesty can sit upon your life and grant you strange favor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you learning something? Don't forget what we are dealing with. We desire peace. And I told you that there is a dimension of peace that only comes when justice is administered. And these are the systems of justice. Number one is restoration. Number two is speed. Number three is favor. Number four is judgment. Oh yes, sir. Judgment is a system of favor. It says the rod of the wicked. Psalms 125 and verse 3. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Because, listen, do you know that there is a way the wicked prevails over the righteous? It discourages the righteous until they join that wickedness too. Are we together? The rod of the wicked shall not rest on the inheritance of the righteous. Why? So that the righteous will not put forth their hands in iniquity. When a man refuses to pay you your salary or your due for 5 years, he's tempting you to steal. That's not your character. But under that pressure, you can dance into wickedness. Judgment is a powerful system of justice. Psalm 66, I think, verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in your ways. Through the greatness of thy power, there are enemies who do not answer stories. They are people who do not accept negotiation. The system of putting them down is justice. Can I tell you this? This God that gives life also kills. The blood of Jesus that you plead all the time blesses and lifts you like the ark of Noah. But there are people that go down under that blood. Are we together? Judgment is a powerful weapon of justice. You will never find peace in your life until certain works of darkness are judged and judged thoroughly. And so Pharaoh refused to let God's people go. Moses negotiated with him. I come with a voice of peace. And Pharaoh said, nonsense. God said, I warn you, you don't know who is talking to you. He said, nonsense. He said, all right, this night, my angel will pass over Egypt. Kali paratosia. Since you will not understand the voice of peace, let me show you the dimension of me as a fearful warrior. God is not only lamb, he is lion. So when you come as a lamb and the door does not open, you go back and return back as a lion. Is someone ready to pray? Shout it, say, Father, arise, judge every wickedness over my life, my family. Lift your voice and pray. And the Lord of peace himself, the Lord of peace himself, shall give me peace always, by all means. Someone is praying. Someone is crying. The God of vengeance, the God of judgment. Hallelujah. Look up. The Bible talks about two brothers called Cain and Abel. It said in the passage of time, both of them offered sacrifices. Are we together now? One gave of his firstlings, one gave of his fatlings. And the sacrifice of Abel ascended to the heavens, came as a sweet-smelling savour. But God had no respect for that of Cain. And then the Bible says Cain killed his brother. And he thought the matter was done. But he did not know that blood has a voice. The blood of Abel went to the parliament of heaven and began to cry like that weak woman. And God came down and said, Cain, there is blood crying. And Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? He said, all right, this curse is upon you by reason of this. You will be a wanderer all across. Restoration is a system of justice. Speed is a system of justice. Favor is a system of justice. Judgment and vengeance is a system of justice. One more time, you are going to pray. Father, anyone who will not let me rest and not let me serve my God in peace, anyone who will not let my family rest, anyone who will not let my spiritual life rest, human or spirit, judgment right now. Lift your voice and pray. Hey, paratas katapata. Ketesh kete ketesh kata. Shakata kata kata kata. Rakato koto prekete kete kete. And the Lord of peace himself. And the Lord of peace himself shall give me peace always and by all means. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that once upon a time, blessings to you, sir, that there were people who bound themselves with fasting and say, we will not eat till Paul dies. You will be joking to imagine that everybody in your world is clapping for you. There are people who your accident is their testimony. There are people who the destruction of your children is their pride. We live in a world that the Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness. You cannot find peace until a system of justice is administered in your life. For some, you need restoration. For some, you need speed. That's how to manage time. For some, you need favor. But for some, you need vengeance. Hallelujah. Listen, because Jesus was born, innocent children died. Because Moses was born, innocent children died. Every time a thing of grace is born, there are people and things that pay the price. The day God lifts you and brings you into a new position, here they come. Strange spirits, wicked spirits, fighting and sitting on the destinies of men. Son of man, Zechariah 1:18, what seest thou? He said, four horns. These are the horns that have lifted up themselves against Judah, against Jerusalem. He says, so that no man doth lift up his head. There are horns that sit on destinies. Please hear me. It's not all about systems and principles. There are demons. Demons are real. Spirits are real. Did you know from scripture that the first person who was called was not Abraham? Read your Bible. The first person who was called was his father, Terah. The Bible talks about a woman who was a widow at Nain. All the men in her life died. The support systems died. And the Lord of peace shall give you peace always by any means. One more time, we're going to pray. Father, in this season, I need peace. And in the name of Jesus, every power and every factor that will not give me peace, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Shakata bakata katos. Skata baranta kata praskata bekesh. Ekete lekete brandos kotoba katos. Shkana barukos kete shenekata. Shibrente kete bakoto prokotobat. Hallelujah. Three scriptures and I'm done. Three scriptures and I'm done. Psalm 4 verse 8. Please give it to us. Psalm 4 verse 8. We're going to pray three scripture. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Why? For the Lord only maketh me to dwell in safety. You're going to say, Lord, it's time to bring me to a place of rest and peace. Only God can give you. Rest in peace does not mean die. It means the absence of troubles from your life. It is true that challenges can arise, but God is able to ward them and give you peace. Lift your voice and pray this scripture. I will lie down and I will sleep. Nothing will take away sleep from my eyes. Not the pandemic, not the workings of evil. Is someone praying? Peace for my family. Peace for my children. Hallelujah. Leviticus 26 and verse 6. Leviticus 26 and verse 6. We're praying. This is a prayer session. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. I'd like you to pray over your... Listen. If you are fine in your house and your territory is not safe, you are still in trouble. Don't make the mistake of Esther. Esther was comfortable in the palace and Mordecai said, don't you think if this land is not safe, they will kill us and come for you. Lift your voice and speak over the territory. We command and we decree peace. We ensure justice. Oh God, arise. Someone is praying. Pray over Lagos. Pray over our nation. We declare peace. We declare peace. Peace to God's Jerusalem. The sound of the sword, the sound of bloodshed, the sound of killings. We decree and declare that they come to an end. Peace in my family. Peace in my territory. Hallelujah. Last scripture. Numbers chapter 6. They were commanded to bless. And in verse 26, Numbers chapter 6 and verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and he says, to give you peace. God is able to give men peace. He says, peace I give you. My peace I leave with you, not as the world gives. Peace. A state of rest. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Don't forget what I shared with you on the times to pray. That there is a dimension of peace that only comes to the saints when justice is administered. And that scattered through scripture are God's systems of justice. One is restoration. Two is speed. Three is favor. Four is judgment. And vengeance. Are we together? Peace. Peace. You are going to pray this. That the Lord will lift up his countenance upon you. And that God will give you peace. A state of rest. A state of tranquility. A state of completeness and wholeness. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Let it be from the depth of your heart, and then I speak over your life. You are the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Let's wrap up with the scripture we started with. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Fight anxiety. Reject anxiety. Be anxious for nothing. Let nothing sustain the ability to disturb your heart. Jesus took a whole chapter talking about worrying. Matthew chapter 6. That which of you by worrying can add a cubit to his hair? That the lilies, they break a fundamental law. They do not sow, they do not reap. Yet your heavenly Father is responsible enough to see that they don't beg. He said, for after these things do the Gentiles run. But your heavenly Father knoweth, he knows what you need. Anxiety. Listen to me. It's my final word for tonight. Anxiety is a killer. Many people, do you know that statistic tells us that most of the things we worry and we're anxious over never truly happened? We cause all kinds of stress for ourselves. If God is awake, why should I be awake? The keeper of Israel, if I'm awake to pray and fellowship with him, that's fine. But if I'm awake out of fear, I reject it. You must fight fear like you fight demons. It says, and to subject them who through fear have all their lifetime been subject to bondage. Fear and anxiety. Will I die? Will the pandemic destroy my family? Where will this come from? What if I am downsized? Fear is terrible. It works on your emotions. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Every time angels appear to people, the first thing they say is, fear not. I'm coming from his presence. Do not fear. Say, in the name of Jesus, I reject anxiety. Please hear me. Some of you have not slept for a long time, not because you are busy, but you wake up in the night asking questions that people of faith should not ask. There is a God in heaven. We were not left alone. And I want you to know that God is almighty. I know that we hear all kinds of things from the news. We hear all kinds of things from society. But let me bring you a word of hope. One of the systems for administering peace is justice. And you must provoke the tokens of justice in prayer. Bring restoration. Bring speed to my life. Bring favor to my destiny. Bring vengeance to the works of darkness. That way you can find peace to serve God acceptably. Are we blessed? Let me declare over your life, lending my voice with our Father and all the servants of God here. I decree and declare by the Spirit of grace that everything that will not let you rest, let it be laid to rest now. And everything that fights your destiny, let it go down now. I pray for you. for the years that you have lost, may my God, who is also your God, bring speedy restoration. And I pray, like it happened to Elijah, may speed come upon your life. That God would take what would have happened in 5 years and make it happen for you in 2 months. And then I pray favor. According to Exodus 3:21, the cure for empty-handedness. From today, you will never go empty. In the name of Jesus Christ. God will raise helpers of destiny. Men anointed to stand by you and see to it that the purposes of God come to pass. And finally, I pray for you. Whether human agents, spiritual agents, yokes and curses of darkness that want to lift up their heads and spy upon your liberty by the blood of the eternal covenant, we declare judgment this evening. Therefore, I speak to your heart. Find peace. Find peace. Over your family, peace. Over your job, peace. Over your health, peace. Oh, it will not kill you. It will not kill you. In the name of Jesus. You do not live by the sword, so you will not die by the sword. In the name of Jesus. The grace that has kept people through the vicissitudes of life and kept them afloat and on top, may that grace grant you speed and grant you victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Please let me encourage you to pay attention to the worship, pay attention to the service as our Father just speaks. Every word that comes has been anointed tonight to minister the peace of God. I'd like for your heart to be open, be passionate, be desperate. This was a conference that was put together by God's Spirit to make sure that every trace of fear, everything that will not let you rest, that it will leave your life. And in the name of Jesus, the fullness of God's expectation for us tonight, we receive by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you.